And we welcome you inside the Quest Diagnostics Training Center for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. I'm Bob Popple, along with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. We got a big show lined up for you. Lots to talk about as the Giants were in full pads for the first time. Olivier Vernon will join us here on the program. We'll also be joined by Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. We'll focus in on the offensive line and the linebackers. And obviously, practice, Carl, started outside in heat and humidity. Last 45 minutes or so, the lightning alarms went off. They had to finish off inside, but they get some good work in getting pads in for the first time.
Well, it's always exciting for both coaches and players when they get their first full contact, but it's a lot of mistakes, and you really get to gauge where guys are, and the progress starts today.
We're going to talk a little bit about the offensive line and the matchups against the defense, one-on-ones, but before practice really even got going, in individual stuff, a Giants wide receiver, Sterling Shepard, suffered an ankle injury. He went down in pain. Initial prognosis is that it's a low ankle sprain. So, Carl, not the way you wanted to start practice. Ben McAdoo had just told us yesterday that Sterling Shepard had had a fantastic spring, but it looks like the Giants have dodged a bullet.
Well, yeah, and every team has to go through this. Every time a guy goes down, you hold your breath and you hope that it's not a serious thing. And the cart comes out and gets him, and everyone assumes the worst. Well, he came out to get him because they were practicing on the far field, and they were going to have to drive him in anyway.
All right, one of the highlights when players are in full pads for the first time is you really want to focus in on the offensive line and the defensive line. And, Carl, so much has been talked about Eric Flowers, who's going in with his third year, first-round draft pick, battled through a lot of injuries as a rookie. We really gutted it out. Last year didn't play maybe his best football. You had a chance to watch some of the one-on-ones. What was your assessment of what you saw?
Well, I think both of the young offensive linemen, he and Hart, still have some work to do. I think with Flowers, though, being that this is his first day in full pads, he's got to work on getting his knees bent. You can see some things are a lot better. He's faster with his hands, but he's still getting pushed a little bit when a smaller man gets underneath him. I think that will improve with time in the next few weeks because he's just now gauging where his body is in pads.
Yeah, and the Giants are going to go in pads back-to-back days, full pads. So on Thursday, they'll be in full pads as well. And he's getting tested by one of the better pass rushers in the NFL, and Olivier Vernon.
Yeah, and that will help you hone your skills because with a guy like Vernon who can get up under you, you've got to have your hands on the inside, and you got to bend your knees. And I think dealing with speed is one thing, which Vernon has, but he also has good leverage, and that's something that an offensive lineman can really learn from.
As Giants general manager Jerry Reese has pointed out, Flowers and Bobby Hart are young players. Although they've been in the league for a couple of years from an age standpoint, they're on the younger side, so they're still getting more snaps and reps under their belt. What'd you see out of Bobby Hart in the one-on-ones?
Well, I saw Bobby better hand placement. Now, he wasn't going against JPP or Olivier Vernon, but he had great hand placement, hand replacement too, and his leverage was good. But I think both guys still have a long ways to go.
Yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul did not practice today. As Ben McAdoo had talked about at the beginning of camp, they have guys on pitch counts. They want to sort of manage the veterans. So JPP was given the day off as far as being in full pads. Expect him tomorrow. When you talked about hand placement, what do you mean by that as far as looking at Bobby Hart?
Well, both guys have a tendency. You heard the phrase, and David Dill said it, grabbers. They're huggers. When guys get their hands outside, that means the defense has their chest plate and they can do what they want. So these guys have got to be good stabbers and fast hands. They just got to keep resetting. Every time a defensive lineman tries to get it, they pull it back, reset, pull it back, reset.
All right, Carl, you made your bones, obviously, on the line of scrimmage in stopping the run. One of the drills that they're able to do when they're in full pads is the half-line running drill. Talk a little bit about that drill that you saw today.
Well, that's the part that gets you most excited, too, because you get a chance to see your interior to your exterior and you get one linebacker in there, obviously you want to see what the rookie Dalvin Tomlinson can do, but you've got a lot of other guys you can focus on. And I saw good contact in there, guys getting pushed around a little bit, but the coaches will be able to coach that half line drill and just see where guys are fitting.
And is this one of those situations where you know, you also want to see where guys are mentally as far as understanding where they need to be as far as their position is concerned?
Well, mentally under duress. See, the difference is when you get in these half-line drills, there ain't much that's going to happen. It's going to be a run, and a guy's going to come off and smack you. You got to make sure you're in great position to get off the block, and you're going to make your half-line calls. If you're a linebacker, make sure you're on the right side of the play, and both of your linemen are as well.
All right, after struggling a little bit last year as a group offensively, the Giants have their offensive line back for another year in a row with Eric Flowers, Justin Pugh, Weston Richburg, John Jerry, and Bobby Hart. Justin Pugh talked about, and Weston Richburg talked about, getting that vote of confidence from management that this group is back.
I think we can take it as a vote of confidence, and you know, says to us that they, you know, that they believe in us, and we can be the unit that takes this team where we want to go. So we got to put in the work to make sure that happens.
I think it shows that they have confidence in our ability to get better. I know we have to get better. Everyone knows that we have to get better. We have to run the ball better. And I think that a bunch of the different moves we made throughout this offseason will help us. There's competition at the offensive line position right now. You know, you bring in a guy, DJ Fluker, who was, you know, 12th overall draft pick. Is going to add competition to the room. So that's exciting. That's going to make us better, because if you're not putting your best production on the field, someone's going to replace you. And I think that's not even a question.
So the Giants have definitely increased the depth of the offensive line as you get a look at the projected starters, but there's a lot to go between now and when the Giants take on the Cowboys. Carl, you watched DJ Fluker a little bit. This is a guy that was a first-round draft pick. He's played a lot of guard. Sure. As well as tackle with the now Los Angeles Chargers. Mm-hmm. Your assessment of what he has to improve upon?
Well, Fluker is another guy. He's a big body. If he gets going downhill, which in the run game, he's good. Pass game, he doesn't play as big as his body is. He gets pushed back both at the guard position and at the tackle position. Now, he's got to drop an anchor if he's on the inside of that offensive line, and he's big enough. He's got a wide caboose. And he's going to have to be able to drop anchor there and really set, because he's a physical, big physical guy. But I think they've got to work at it. And again, it's the first day. They got on pads. They'll now kind of recalibrate, and we'll see as this camp goes on now.
We saw Olivier Vernon before rushing the passer. When we come back, he's going to rush the studio. Number 54, Olivier Vernon will join us when we return to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. The Giants, their first day of full pads, uppers and lowers, and a little thumping out there. And we welcome in number 54, Olivier Vernon. What was it like to be out there for the first time and have the full pads on and have a little contact?
It was fun. You know, I think a lot of guys have been itching to get back in the pads, you know, get those competitive juices flowing. It was fun, man. You know, that's when it comes down to it, and at my position, you know, you want to get in pads, you know, as far as, you know, you can't really simulate everything in OTAs when it comes down to it, when you're going against the offensive line. But, you know, it's much better when you get in pads. So all the guys were excited.
You spent some time away on doing some specialized training. And now that you have the pads on, are you comfortable with your progress from what you were training to do this year? I'm not going to ask you to reveal your secrets just yet. But are you comfortable with the things you were working on without the pads now that you've transitioned into pads?
Yeah, you know, when it comes down to it, during the off season, I know I just had to work on, you know, just getting back to being more explosive, you know, things that could just help elevate my game, and, you know, for one, get my as far as my lower body strength, improving on that, you know, anything that can help me, you know, during the season, and basically build that foundation so I could be healthy during the season for the stretch. And, you know, it's exciting.
Go ahead, Cole.
No, I have one more question, because you had a lot of close sacks. You had a lot of hurries. What can you do to convert those hurries into sacks?
You know, a big part of that is probably getting faster, probably reaction off the ball, to get explosive more, so I could, traject myself to, be there instead of being a half second late. And, as far as working together as a unit, so guys know where you're coming, so they can stay, in a certain position, so they can help everybody else get, make plays and get the big plays.
What about, obviously, last year in the season opener, you got hurt against Dallas, and you gutted through it the whole year. When you look back on it, how much did it hamper, some of the numbers that you could have had?
Listen, when you're playing football, football's football. You're going to get nicked up. You're going to face injuries. So it's just probably one of the toughest tasks I had to endure. But, I made it through it. I'm still here. So, I feel like, when it comes down to it, you just got to suck it up and play football. The things that we did last year, it was pretty good, but, we didn't finish. We didn't finish how we wanted to do. So, right now it's just getting everybody that we have, this, freshly new faces that we have on defense and on offense, and trying to build off of what we had last year, we can't think of, it's going to just come to us, this upcoming year. We still got to prove ourselves, throw everything else that we had in the back on the back burner, and just start fresh and get after it again.
Last year, there were a lot of new pieces, you being one of them, in this defense. Has Spags been able to sprinkle in some more stuff now that you guys as a group pretty much know what his overall defensive concept is?
Yeah, it was a, totally new, different playbook coming in. Once you get that under your belt, and then, like I was saying, the foundation, you could build off of that, and there's more things you can add into it. And, we got a lot of smart players on defense. We got a lot of smart players that are able to get everything, and it helps us as a defense as far as, depending on what looks you want to show or what type of calls you want to play.
So you've got a lot of great players or a lot of great play at a lot of positions. And you said throw everything out the window. Is there a difference between being confident, because the expectations are high, and rightfully so, and being overconfident? And where does that line get drawn? You can humble yourself, but still, if you're expected to be good.
Yeah. I've always been told, you can be as confident as you want, but you still got to respect anybody that you come across, just because, for example, when we went against the Browns last year, I'm not sure if they had a win yet. Those are the games like that in particular, that get guys that, you can get punched in the mouth, those teams are not going to lay down. And that's how you're supposed to go in every week, just because what you did last year, just because, say with the Cowboys, just because we beat them twice last year, they didn't beat us, that don't mean come game one, they're not going to come with it, So, we just got to understand that and, know that when it comes down to Dallas, September 10th, we got to be ready.
Olivier, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season and good luck tomorrow, second day in pads.
Thanks for having me.
Olivier Vernon joining us here on the program. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. The head coach of the Giants, Ben McAdoo, with a little chat here on Giants Training Camp Live on the MSG Networks. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. We're joined, as always, by New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. Coach, day number one of full pads. Yesterday you had them in the uppers, now today full pads. A little intense out there. Were you pleased with what you saw?
Yeah, it was good to get out there and crack the pads a little bit. We had uppers and lowers on. Made an emphasis of trying to get the pads down today on both sides of the ball, playing with leverage. The players responded, and we had to jump inside for a little bit, and they did it on two different surfaces, which is encouraging.
Little chippiness, but nothing got over the top. Were you pleased with the way the players understood the pace that you wanted?
Yeah, it was a nice, hot, humid day, so that's usually when tempers flare a little bit. But it was nothing that we couldn't manage and control. Discipline's a big part of things. It's important for us to play with poise and they handled themselves afterwards.
You know, when I spoke with you yesterday, you talked about how Sterling Shepard had a fantastic offseason and everything else, and unfortunately today he rolls his ankle. How disappointing was that to see him go down?
Well, we're in there taking a look at him now. Injuries are an unfortunate part of the game. It looks like he has a sprain at this point. We'll see how he responds to treatment, but he'll work at it, and we'll get him back here on the field at some point.
Getting the O-line and D-line to mix it up, I think, would be pretty important as you try to establish a run game and establish a physical mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. That's when we have the pads on. That's primary for everybody in the building is to get the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, tight ends, and backs together and let them fit up, see who can fit their pads in from an offensive side and who can strain and sustain their blocks, and from a defensive side, see who can destroy the blocks.
Obviously, you have an outstanding coach in Coach McGovern, but you have a guy like Antonio Pierce around mentoring as well. What's it like having a guy that's not that far removed and understands the culture of New York Giant linebacking?
Yeah, both of those guys are in the linebacker room. They do a nice job there. McGovern has been around the block. He's coached a lot of football and is a tremendous leader and tactician that way. And Antonio's a guy that's played the game, done it at a high level, and has a ring on his finger and is a good mentor to these players. And he's learning, he's cutting his teeth as a coach.
How curious are you to see how the guys now respond tomorrow, because you have another fully padded practice scheduled, to see sort of how they recover and then come back and work?
Yeah, we're going to ramp them up tomorrow, and we're going to add a few things into practice tomorrow, get the old 9-on-7 going with the half line drill, and try to, again, keep on building this thing until we get it to look the way we want it to look for Dallas.
Coach, we appreciate a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
That's New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. We'll continue looking at the linebackers and the Giants defense when we return to Giants training camp live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. The first full padded practice for the New York Giants today. They'll be in full pads again on Thursday here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Well, relationship between players and coaches is very important. And Giants linebacker Jonathan Casillas talked about Steve Spagnuolo, the Giants defensive coordinator, and a little give and take between the players and coach.
Spags, I think since the first year to now, I think he's let his guard down a little bit. You know, he's let us as the players kind of dictate to him and what we like to do and what we're comfortable with. And, you know, I think the first year, I don't know if that happened too much. And this offseason, I've seen that happen more times than not. And especially in training camp, you know, Spags is definitely a guy that, you know, he's willing to listen to the players and even the coaches underneath him to get certain things ironed out.
Obviously, that communication and what the Giants were able to do last year as a defense leads to a trust factor that the coach has with the players. Carl, you won two Super Bowls with Bill Belichick as your defensive coordinator, Hall of Fame coach. What about that dynamic of taking players' input, like Casillas is talking about with Spags?
Well, the best defensive coordinators are the most interactive defensive coordinators, because the players can give you a feel for what's happening out there in the action. But the key to it is accountability. When players make a mistake and they're not where they're supposed to be, you can't come off and tell the defensive coordinator one thing to cover your butt and you set the other 10 guys back. So input and give and take is the key to any successful defense. And trust, like you said, comes with the accountability of knowing that his players are going to be where they're supposed to be and playing the techniques necessary.
Yeah, I'm guessing Bill Belichick probably listened to you a little bit more in 1990 than he did in 84 and 85.
Well, it started, yeah. Yeah, I would say so, but it started in 84. If you're out there and he asks you what happened, like if a play breaks down –